Good morning, everybody. It's Michael. It's Wednesday, and thank you for listening to this podcast. This is episode 25. I've spent a little bit about me. I've spent about 25 years in the sport nutrition business, got to train and talk and have dinner with some great athletes and learned a lot. I myself work out every day, train every day, try to watch what I ever do. So I am one of you. Today, well, let me just back up. Thank you for everyone that listened last week. We had close to 1,000 people listen to this podcast. That's just mind-boggling. Thank you so very, very much. I really, really appreciate it. Hopefully my honesty, my sincerity, where I've come from, and what I do every single day translates into something you want to listen to. Let's talk cardio. This debate has been going on forever. Cardio before or after lifting? Now, I have my definite thoughts on that. I'm not a scientist. I am a certified personal trainer by IDEA. I've been around athletes, competitive athletes, for a long, long time. So not only do I know a little bit about the science, I know a lot about what really works. The in the gym, in the trenches way of benefiting from cardio. Now, cardio for health reasons, for cardiovascular reasons, for heart reasons, that's a whole different animal. You do that, it strengthens your heart. Your heart is a muscle, just like your bicep, just like your thigh, just like your calf. It's a muscle. It needs to be worked on a regular basis. And if you go back and listen to an old episode I did, old, relatively speaking, about 10,000 steps, you'll see that your heart needs to be worked just like any other muscle in your body. Cardio for cardiovascular reasons is much different than doing cardio to get lean, to get more muscularity, to get toner. That's the cardio I'm going to talk about in the next couple minutes here today. Now, I believe that doing cardio after you lift is tremendously more beneficial than doing cardio fasted in the morning, than doing cardio before you train. It's got nothing to do with muscle mass because, hey, listen, if 20 to 30 minutes of walking on a treadmill is going to deplete your muscle mass, you seriously need to look at your diet and how you train. That ain't going to lean yet. That ain't going to cause you to lose all kind of muscle mass because you're doing 20 minutes of cardio before you do chest. So I think, in my mind, doing cardio after you train is so much more beneficial in helping you to get leaner and helping to get toner. And the reason why is this. Many years ago, when I was traveling for one of the brands I was working for, probably Metrics, I ran into a person who knew a lot about getting lean in New Jersey. He said, think about it. Your first 20 minutes of cardio, if you just jump on the treadmill, is just burning sugar. You ain't even burning fat. So if you do cardio for 30 minutes, your first 20 to 23 minutes, 7 minutes is spent burning fat. You tell me. You guys are smart. 7 minutes going to lean you out? Hell no. Ain't going to do nothing. But when you train, when you lift, you go in on a Friday morning and you're doing delts and you're pushing for 35, 45 minutes and you're resting 1 minute between sets, the heart rate is a little bit elevated, you're burning sugar. You're burning the sugar that you would be burning when you were doing cardio for 20 to 23 minutes. So when you jump on and do cardio after you've been lifting for 40 to 45 minutes, that 20 minutes is almost all fat burning because you've already burnt the sugar. Because the body will burn sugar before it will burn fat. So you got to get into the fat burning mode a lot quicker. And the way you do that is by doing cardio after you train. That's what I believe. And also, I do believe when you do cardio after you train, you got to step it up. If you're going to do 20 minutes, you're going to do 30 minutes after you train, hit it, man. You know what? Get a sweat going on. Get the heart rate going. Do some interval training. Do some high-intensity interval training. You're doing on the treadmill, run for 30 seconds. and then walk for 90 seconds and repeat that for 15 to 20 minutes. You will find you will be sweating, and in about a month, you're going to be like, damn, I'm getting lean. Now, on days I don't train, I do cardio. And I do cardio first thing in the morning. Fasted or not, it means nothing to me because my last meal is usually at 9 o'clock at night. It's usually a protein shake, a blended protein shake, two rice cakes, and 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. So when I get up in the morning, 6 a.m. and hop on a bike 7, I've basically been quote-unquote fasting for 10 hours. That doesn't really do a lot for the in the fasting world. But I do that cardio mostly for my heart. Hey, I've had 3 heart attacks, 2012, 2013, 2014. Big Lou is one of you. I love that commercial. But I'm one of you. I've been there. So when I get on the bike and I do that in my bedroom on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I ride. I ride for an hour. I put my Beats headphones on. I turn on Netflix and I'm watching, you know, something on there. I'm watching The Accountant or I'm watching any kind of movie to burn up an hour because I want to get my heart worked just like I want to get my biceps worked, just like I want to get my calves worked. So my feeling about cardio, to wrap it up, cardio after training, intense cardio after your training, right when you're done working out, because you will get into the fat burning mode a lot faster than if you just go to the gym and hop on the bike or the treadmill and do that for 20, 30 minutes. That's not doing shit. That's not doing anything. All that doing is burning sugar. And you say, well, you know what, Mike? I don't really eat a lot of sugar. You're getting sugar. You're eating a potato, you're getting sugar. You're eating a rice cake, you're getting sugar. Your insulin is spiking up, so your sugar is increased. So that's my feeling. Thank you again for everybody to listen. If you have an opinion about cardio, I want to hear it. Michael, A. Caruba, C-A-R-R-U-B-B-A, @gmail.com. I love hearing from everybody. 1,000 listeners. I am floored. Thank you. That's about all the time I got. 7 minutes and 20 seconds. I'm shocked if I could keep you that long. But again, thank you. We'll talk to you next week or maybe even sometime in between. Episode 25. Peace out.